This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It certainly was a tale of two halves for the NFC West Championship. In fact, that's how Sunday Night Football was billed. Not just the last game of the NFL regular season, but also the NFC West Championship game. It came down to Niners and Seahawks. Seahawks on the goal line, and I think it's fitting that it's the Niners defense that rises up.
Fourth down. Here's your game. Here's Russell Wilson back. Wilson throws. Caught. Hollister's hit on the goal line and dropped by Dre Greenlaw. He is short. 49ers come away with the ball. The 49ers have stopped Hollister on the goal line. The 49ers are going to win the game.
That is the final call that mattered with Greg Papa on the Niners radio network. And the Niners defense, a huge story this season. Even as Jimmy Garoppolo and the offense got better, Emmanuel Sanders, Greg Kittle, we could go on and on, Matt Breida, the run game. But the defense has been the calling card. And the Niners are the top seed as well as the champs of the West. First time in the playoffs since 2013. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. How would you describe this NFL season? It's wide open. 17 weeks in the books. How would you describe it? Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get back to your calls, but we are pleased to welcome Cole Wright, part of NFL Network's Total Access all of this month, as well as getting ready for Super Bowl Live, because we're not that far away from the championship of the NFL taking place in Miami. Cole, let's talk about these Niners, because they've been living on the edge the last 5 weeks. Their games have still been hanging in the balance in the final plays, like we just saw against the Seahawks. How would you describe the Niners specifically after seeing them now for a full 16 games?
You know what's crazy, Amy, is that I went and covered that team, you know, for radio during training camp. And, you know, I came away thinking, like, this team looks really good. And then I talked to a bunch of other cats who know a lot more about football than I do. And they're like, you know what? You got tricked. Like, you got camp tricked, because every single team in training camp thinks that they're going to be good. And when I walked away from there, my rationale was, you know what? They look like a much better version of Jacksonville 2 years ago and Chicago last year, because they're built on a rock solid defense, but their offense is better. And their quarterback is better. No disrespect to Blake Bortles or Mitchell Trubisky, but I think 11 out of 10 people would agree that Jimmy Garoppolo is better than the two aforementioned quarterbacks that I just touched on. So when I look at this team, they're battle tested. I mean, we've seen them 16 games through. They know how to win close ones. But my thing is, I'd like to see them in the games. You know, we saw it against Green Bay, but I like to see them put some more teams away. Like these close ones, you know, once it starts getting to that second season, you know, the playoffs, they're a little bit different. And when you start bumping into a Drew Brees or a Russell Wilson or whoever it may be, or an Aaron Rodgers, I think you'd feel a whole lot better if you were up by 14, 17 points in the fourth quarter as opposed to three. So as much as I like them and as battle-tested as they are, they're going to have to show me and they're going to have to prove it, which they'll be fine. They have a bye. They have some home games. So I think they'll be all right now.
The defense, not enough for you? You don't trust that defense on a goal line stand right at the end?
I do, but I just don't. I mean, as much as their offense has gotten it done, can they get it done in the playoffs? That's a completely different beast, as we know. And, you know, I was just talking with my dad at dinner just a little bit ago, and he was saying, you know, who do you like? And I was saying, you know, it's kind of tough to go against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and those New England Patriots, even though they don't look like the same squad. They still won a whole bunch of games this year, and they're the reigning Super Bowl champion. So, I mean, having worked in New England, can you ever count that team out until they're finally out? I don't think so. So this is going to be a fun postseason from front to back.
It is crazy to think about the three seeds in the playoffs. So you mentioned the Patriots, who lose to Miami on Sunday, and so they don't have the tiebreak against Kansas City. First time in a decade the Pats have to play the opening weekend of the postseason. But then in the NFC, it's the New Orleans Saints, who are also 13-3. They just didn't have the tiebreak with the Niners or the Packers.
Yep.
I can't imagine anybody wants to face those two teams with all of their experience, not to mention their QBs.
And it's funny, those are the two teams I covered. I used to work in New England. I used to work in Louisiana. So I've covered both of those teams, and I know how dangerous they could be. And like you said, nobody wants to go off of Interstate 95 or down there to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and take on the Saints, because those teams are battle-tested. We've seen them before, and we've seen what they can do, especially when they have a head of steam and a home crowd and right behind them. And it's going to be tough for anyone to go into New England and get a W. And the Tennessee Titans, their work will be cut out for them.
Mm.
But you know, the one thing that is a silver lining in that dark cloud that's going to be looming over Foxborough is the way that Ryan Tannehill's played. I mean, I covered this kid back when he was in high school, which makes me feel like I'm really old. And like the only kid, like you said, the last time that New England didn't have a bye, you know, I worked in New England and didn't have a beard. So now I feel really old. I'm looking, I have a gray hair in my beard. So either way, it's just these two teams right there. Like if that ends up being the Super Bowl, a battle of the three seeds, don't be surprised. I mean, we could see New England, New Orleans just like that. I mean, I think that would have been the Super Bowl that a lot of people wanted to see a season ago.
Cole Wright is now with the NFL Network and Total Access all this month. Also will be part of Super Bowl Live, because we're a month away now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It'll be the first time in 3 years we get playoff football at Lambeau Field. I get all kinds of fun memories and visions when I think about football at Lambeau Field, especially in the deep winter. When you think about the Packers, this version of the Packers, how dangerous are they?
I mean, they're dangerous. And Aaron Rodgers, he said that today. He knows just how dangerous that team can be. He also knows how dangerous the conference in general could be. I mean, he gave praise up and down from the one seed all the way down to the sixth seed. You know, even though when he was done, I don't think he knew exactly who was going to go where. I just think he heaps praise on everybody, which, you know, it's the right thing to do, because, like I said, this NFC installment of the playoffs, it's going to be entertaining, and it's anyone's ballgame. Anyone can go in there and get a W. I mean, right now, the sixth seed in Minnesota, they don't look great. I mean, I would have liked to see them win, you know, this weekend, even though I'm a native Chicagoan. You know, the Bears, a win is a win, and finishing 500, 8-8 isn't too bad. But, you know, if there's any team right now who I say doesn't stand as good of a chance as anyone else, it's the Vikings. But once again, all you need is a ticket to the dance, and that's what the Vikings have. And if they get it, it doesn't matter if it's a nosebleed seat or whatever it is. They can sneak their way down to the front, and when it's all settled, they can find themselves playing in the Super Bowl, you know, down in Miami, and who knows? They could put some fingerprints on a Lombardi if they do what needs to be done. We'll see.
How much stock do you put in momentum? Because as you point out, the Vikings, they were already locked in. They end up finishing 10-6. The Seahawks finished the year with back-to-back losses. The Bills actually end the season with back-to-back losses, though, of course, on Sunday they chose not to play a lot of their starters.
Sure.
And so you've got a couple of teams that are going in without having had a win in their last couple of weeks.
You know, I think for Seattle, the fact that they've struggled a little bit lately, I think that could be dangerous for everybody else. Because, I mean, I don't want to face an angry Russell Wilson. I mean, would you? I mean, we know how good Russell Wilson is. I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it. I mean, the guy's as durable as they come, never missed a game. And I just feel like when there's ebbs and flows in his game, I feel like if there's too many ebbs, he's going to start flowing. And I think that's what could happen. You know, once things get ramped up in this second season, and you know, like I said, Russell Wilson's a guy I would never count out. You know, I don't know if I'd necessarily ever want to go hang out with him. I don't necessarily know if he'd ever want to go hang out with me. But if someone said, "Hey, you get a quarterback and you get to pick, you know, whoever you want," he'd be towards the top of my list, because we know Russell Wilson, he gets after it.
I do love that Russell Wilson is unabashedly Russell Wilson. He is who he is, and he makes no apologies for it. And
right.
Of course, as you say, he does what he does in the football field, and he does it well. So, Cole, when we think about a team like the Kansas City Chiefs that maybe is not getting enough or not getting as much attention as a year ago because of Pat Mahomes and his 50 touchdowns, or maybe a team like the Texans that's had kind of this roller coaster ride, what's a team that's flying under the radar that you think could take the postseason by surprise?
Man, you know, I think it could be Kansas City, because everyone right now is sitting there, and, you know, Kansas City, oh, by the way, you know, they're in that two seed, and they'll be sitting there, and then they get to rest up, and Patrick Mahomes and that kneecap, which, you know, which had him out a few games during the regular season, it's, you know, it popped back into place. But
yeah,
anytime a guy's banged up, it'd be nice to get that, all those things back in place, to get those ducks in a row. And, you know, if anyone needed to buy, I mean, I think we're overlooking the fact, and I mean, I know San Francisco came in at the one seed, but Emmanuel Sanders has not had a bye all season long with right. The way the trade went down from Denver. So Manny Sanders right now, I hope he's in a hot tub getting ready to go do some hydrotherapy and just be ready to relax and watch the first week of the playoffs and just chill.
He certainly has made a major impact since his trade to San Francisco. Cole Wright of NFL Network with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Black Monday essentially began an hour after the football ended on Sunday. Freddie Kitchens, the first to lose his job. What kind of a coach do you think would be the right fit in Cleveland?
I don't know, man. You know, as I sit and think, like, it's tough because I'm seeing that, you know, there's speculation of Ron Rivera to D.C. And, you know, I like Ron Rivera, especially when you see the way he had that speech where he was talking to the guys in the locker room a few weeks back, right before he was dismissed. And maybe it's the Chicagoan in me who grew up watching Ron Rivera play for the Chicago Bears. I don't know what it is, but I think he's the kind of guy who could get some of those cats in line in Cleveland. Like, and maybe I'm 100% off track. But with all these guys and what they do with their social media, and, you know, you have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., you know, chiming in on the Ravens tweets, and they'll can't wait. And it's like, guys, come on. You still have a team that you play for. And I know that is the nature of the beast, because that's what the kids do these days. But I think a guy like Ron Riv would maybe wrangle things in a little bit, would put things in perspective just that much more and get these guys to sharpen up and focus. And not saying that Freddie Kitchens wasn't able to do that, but he clearly wasn't able to do that. And hence, you know, he's probably at the house right now, you know, updating that LinkedIn page. So we'll see.
It, definitely Rivera commands the room, and he's got the type of credibility that, you know, you have to listen to him when he walks in and he starts addressing you. And that's what I like about him. But also Mike McCarthy, his track record speaks for himself, though I'm not sure. Let's just say you're a head coach, Cole. Would you want to take the job in Cleveland? Or former head coach, I should say.
I mean, it all depends on what you have and how things will work out for you. I mean, if you're Mike McCarthy and you say, okay, I get to do this, this, and this, then perhaps. But if not, if it's going to be, you know, too much hands off, and there's the situation for you, it isn't what you envisioned. And I think if Mike McCarthy doesn't see, okay, we're going to need to see a few more things different from Baker. We're going to need to be. And we're at least need to have OBJ and Jarvis a little more all on board. And I think that there's a lot of determining factors that go into a head coach when they actually, you know, when they check the pros and cons. Is this a position I want? Can I turn this franchise around? That would be a feather in the cap if you could do that. I mean, I heard the food scene in Cleveland is unbelievable. I mean, you wouldn't pay for another meal ever again if that's the case. So, I mean, it just depends. Maybe a young coach, maybe some new blood. I mean, I don't know how everything's going to go down in Dallas, but, I mean, if Chris Richard doesn't get the Dallas gig, I mean, a lot of people you would think would want him. I mean, look at the defense in Cleveland and all the potential that they have. They haven't lived up to that potential. Maybe they need a defensive kind of guy who's going to fire them up. We'll see.
Gosh, it's crazy how some of these dominoes have already dropped and how we might see more drop in the next couple of days. You can follow Cole on Twitter at Cole Wright NFL, on Total Access on NFL Network all month long. It will be part of Super Bowl Live. And here we are, post Week 17, which is it's incredible how fast it went. Cole, Happy New Year, and thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Hey, anytime, Amy. Happy New Year to you, too.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.